MTD Radio News. I'm Joe Miller. Yunis Police Chief Casey Arcides resigned his position last week, but that doesn't mean Yunis is without a chief, a law enforcement officer for almost two decades. City Manager Shannon Cummings declined to state any other reason for Arcides' resignation, said she's already appointed an interim chief, Lieutenant John Frey. Cummings anticipates a smooth transition. Meanwhile, city officials anticipate performing a search for a permanent police chief. Tulsa, Oklahoma-based Vital Energy says it plan to expand its operations in the Permian Basin by acquiring Driftwood Energy Operating in a deal valued at about $128 million. The assets on about 16,000 acres in Upton and Reagan counties in the eastern Midland sub-basin were estimated to produce about 5,400 barrels of oil equivalent per day and 63% crude. They also include 30 operated horizontal drilling locations targeting the prolific Wolfcamp formation, along with four drilled but uncompleted wells. The sale expected to close in April. Roswell man spending a little more than a decade behind bars for the murder of his former girlfriend and a case that garnered national attention in last year's race for governor during an emotionally charged hearing Friday in New Mexico's 5th Judicial District Court in Chavez County. District Judge Dustin Hunter gave 27-year-old Christopher Beltran a 20-year sentence in addition to time on the second-degree murder charge, 5 years of time added onto the sentence due to Beltran's status as a habitual offender and because he used a gun when he killed 34-year-old Dominique Gonzalez. But under the terms of the plea agreement entered into by Beltran to the state in September when he pled guilty to second-degree murder, the portion of the sentence Beltran would serve in prison was capped at 12 years. That's what's happening. I'm Joe Miller, MTD Radio News.